March is Women's History Month, a time to pay tribute to the female persuasion. But commentator Amy Alexander gives reason why the month is bittersweet.
On March 2nd, 2 days into Women's History Month, a couple of front-page stories in the New York Times caught my eye. The first was headlined, "Pregnant Inmates Often Shackled During Labor." The second had a headline, "Stretched to Limit, Women Stall March to Work." Now talk about zeitgeist whiplash. The two stories offered a fascinating glimpse into two poles of American womanhood, the vulnerable low-income population and the upper-income entitled classes. By the time I'd finished reading both of them, I needed a nap. The gruesome details of the shackled inmates in labor story were heartbreaking, but not entirely surprising. Any thinking American must know by now that women inmates fall lowest of all on the ever-lengthening incarceration spiral in this country. The Martha Stewarts and Oprah Winfreys of America make it easy to overlook the millions of regular American women who bear the brunt of everything, including the fraying social services safety net, the rise of low-paying service industry jobs, and the shrinking of government programs for children. Still, the very idea of chaining up women while in labor requires our attention. And the money quote in that story is uttered by the husband of a woman inmate in Wisconsin who went through labor while chained at the ankles. He said, "It is unbelievable that in this day and age a child is born to a woman in shackles. It sounds like something from slavery 200 years ago." Shameful and reprehensible, yes. But surprising? Nope. Especially if you consider it in the context of a national political leadership that pretty much endorses prisoner torture in Guantanamo and abroad. Nor was it surprising to read the name of one woman inmate quoted in that Times story, Shawana Nelson. There wasn't a photo with the story where it began on the front page, but I already knew that Shawana Nelson was a black woman. And sure enough, inside the section where the story continued was a black and white photo of Shawana, a pretty 30-year-old sister with neat hair and an easygoing expression. I can't live in Shawana's skin, cannot truly know what it was like to have experienced such a thing as being in labor while chained. But I grieve for her, and I hope she doesn't internalize that act of cruelty, doesn't come to believe that she somehow deserved such treatment. In contrast, the second story on March 2nd mostly made me tired. It sought to chronicle the ongoing debate among upper-middle-class white women struggling to balance work versus child-raising issues. At least I came away thinking the story focused on upper-middle-class white women, since the data cited by social scientists was not broken down by race and seemed to not include low-income women. And beyond the limited research and handful of social scientists quoted in the story, the only real woman quoted was a 37-year-old white former Silicon Valley tech executive turned homemaker. A mother of three whose husband is a lawyer, Kathy Watson Short, was speaking of herself and other women in her circle when she told the New York Times, quote, "Most of us thought we would work and have kids. At least that was what we were brought up thinking we would do. No problem. But really, we were kind of duped. None of us realized how hard it is," she said. That realization is news to some Americans, I guess. But as I read them, both stories raise important questions about the state of women in 21st century America and about our values. To Shawana Nelson, Kathy Watson Short, and all of us, I say, Happy Women's History Month.
Amy Alexander is an author and media critic living in Silver Spring, Maryland.